This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Democrats made a lot of noise at their convention about saving the auto industry and the success of the bailout. Well, according to a piece in this morning's Wall Street Journal, the U.S. Treasury's welcome at General Motors is wearing a little thin. GM is reportedly pushing for the government to sell most or all of its remaining stake, currently about a quarter of the company. But the Obama administration seems to be in no hurry to exit. For more, I've got Dave Sullivan. He's an analyst with Auto Pacific. Dave, how are you?
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
So for GM's part, why is it so important to them that they get the government out?
There's a few things that they have on their plate right now. One, they've been saddled with the name Government Motors, and there's a lot of people who are of the thinking that because the government bailed them out, that they don't want to do business with them. They don't want to purchase their vehicles, and they're taking their business elsewhere. And also, GM feels that possibly this could be hurting them in acquiring new talent within the company because they have restrictions on compensation. And that is possibly not making them competitive with attracting the best talent in the industry to help turn the company around. So those are two of the big reasons why they would like the government to get out right now of the ownership circle.
What do you make of this stigma thing? I mean, does somebody really, you know, get in the showroom but think, oh, I don't know, Government Motors, I like this car, but maybe not?
You know, when I go to the coasts, I don't really feel that type of attitude. It's still of the, do I want to buy an American car feeling on the coasts. Well, as you go further into the country, you get that more of a political riff of Government Motors. Some people have forgotten about it, and I don't think really too many people still think about the ownership, who owns the actual company, whether it be the government, the UAW, or shareholders.
For the U.S. Treasury, why do you think they would want to hang on to some stake in GM?
Well, they have a lot at stake in the company, because if they were to sell, they would lose billions of dollars right now. The GM stock price has fallen quite a bit from its initial public offering, and any sale that GM would have right now of their stock, or if they were to buy it back from the Treasury would take a tremendous loss. So I think it would not be in the Treasury or the taxpayers' best interest right now to have a sale. You know, I think they're looking to minimize their losses. There's been some political backlash, you know, about banks and already about bailing out GM and Chrysler. And I think it would not be in the best interest of the Treasury or the administration to sell right now, just because of the it would be a headline on how much of a loss they'd take. They could really minimize that if they were to wait for the stock price to go up.
Dave Sullivan with Auto Pacific. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.